Central China has been hit by an earthquake measuring 7.8 on the Richter scale. Five children are reported to have died after the tremor brought down buildings at two primary schools. Two powerful aftershocks have also been reported. Well, our environment correspondent Catherine Jacob is here. And Catherine, 7.8 on the Richter scale. This then is a powerful, a significant earthquake.
Yes, it certainly is, Dermot. If you consider that the Richter scale ranges from 0 to 9, obviously 7.8 is fairly high up there. It hit, as you say, in central China in the province of Sichuan, and it hit about 100 kilometres or less than 60 miles away from the provincial capital, which is called Chengdu. Now, crucially, it struck Chinese time at around 2:30 in the afternoon. And of course, that means that there were lots of people around on the roads in their offices. Little wonder then that the UN's global disaster alert system has warned that the impact of this could be very high. As you say, we know that at least four children are dead and hundreds injured after two schools collapsed in central China in Chongqing, which is next to the Sichuan province. Also, the Chinese army have been deployed to try to search for survivors, and the repercussions have been felt far, far away from the epicentre, even as far as Beijing, nearly 1,000 miles away.
I mean, is it an area known for its earthquake activity?
It is. China generally is well used to earthquakes. In fact, there was one in a different province, which was about 7.2 on the Richter scale in March. However, you can never tell. It depends on the timing, of course. As we've said, this was early afternoon and indeed where the epicentre is. This wasn't far indeed from the provincial capital. Lots and lots of people around. As far as Beijing goes, buildings there were said to have tremored for around 2 minutes. And of course, lots of places evacuated, including the headquarters of the Olympic Committee there in Beijing. However, from there anyway, no injuries reported so far.
And it takes a while, doesn't it, for us to hear the full extent of the damage there. How accessible is the region?
Well, it's fairly sparsely populated generally, but the authorities there do say that the Chinese army have been deployed to try to assess the scale of the situation. As you say, in this kind of case, the reports dribble in, don't they? But we do know so far at least four children dead after those two schools collapsed in the Chongqing province. And the army on their way to try and find out exactly how big a disaster this is.